Janine Glistep is co-creator of BizKids, a national financial educational initiative based on the Emmy Award-winning TV series of the same name. She and co-authors James McKenna and Matt Fontaine recently published a guide about money for kids. It's called How to Turn $100 into $1 Million, Earn, Invest, Save. Janine Glistep talks with us about the importance of teaching kids about finances. Janine, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having us.
What led you and James to decide to create this book of savings and investing tips aimed at kids?
Mm-hmm. Great question. Well, we have a TV series called Biz Kids that teaches kids how to make and manage money. And by our fifth season, we realized we had quite a large body of content, and it would be great in a book format. And so we decided to reach out to Workman Press and pitch them the idea of reaching kids with our important financial literacy content yet through another way, through a book. And we felt like more kids needed this information than we could reach on the show, and the book would be complementary to the show. So that's kind of how that process happened.
What do you think is the state of financial literacy in this country, especially among young people?
Well, you know, our research has indicated the needle hasn't moved a whole lot. There's a lot of great programs out there, but still, Jumpstart Coalition for Financial Literacy Education, they do a survey every other year, and kids, maybe about 50% of kids in high school only can answer the questions correctly on their survey. A lot of kids still don't know what the difference is between a debit card and a credit card, and it's I think it's dire still. So again, that's kind of why we wanted to develop our book, to try and move the needle on that a little bit, and help them become financially independent.
Well, back to the book, How to Turn $100 into $1 Million. Why $1 Million?
That's a really good question. Well, we felt like a million dollars was, an achievable goal. We felt like, had kind of a nice ring to it. And when we did the math and we penciled up the numbers, it was achievable if kids started to save when they're between 10 and 15 years old. And if they hustled, you know, if they went out there and were aggressive about it. So that's why we felt like $1 million would be really attractive to them. But everyone remembers that game, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, some kids might say, though, I don't even have the $100 to start with. So what's their first step?
Well, for kids that don't have access to resources, we teach them in the book how to get that first $100. Some kids get an allowance. Some kids will have to work for it. And we give them all kinds of ideas on how to do that. We've got a chapter dedicated to starting a business, and we give them like a page full of cool business ideas. And it really is only limited by their imagination, but they got to put down the electronics and they got to get out there and hustle a little bit. And the thing is, like, adults will support kids when they see they're taking initiative, but they've got to take initiative. So, you know, we also talk a little bit about if you don't have the resource, you could start a service-based business. You know, you can clean people's houses and garages, or mow the lawn, or pull weeds, babysit, dog walk. There's so many things you can do, even if you don't have, say, the ingredients to make cookies or money to buy sneakers and decorate them. Like, there's a lot of things that you can do.
Janine, what's the key thing that kids, and for that matter, those of us who are adults, need to understand about millionaires and how they became that way? Is it an attitude they have?
Yeah, it is an attitude, actually. It's a savings attitude. It's a savings mentality. And millionaires generally are people who save their money and who don't spend it. Like, sure, there's people who maybe have gotten rich quick off of developing some kind of app that Yahoo buys off of them, or maybe there's, you know, entrepreneurs out there that can get rich quick overnight. But a lot of millionaires, and it was noted in a book by, I can't remember the name, the the gentleman's the author to The Millionaire Next Door. Like, he did a study on millionaires, and he found that a lot of them are just average, everyday people that aren't flashy. They drive average cars, live in average homes, but they've done a great job of making a habit of saving their money. And their money has been able to compound over the years, and that's partially how they became a millionaire. So having a savings mentality is really key, and that's part of what we're trying to do in the book, is changing kids' attitudes from spending to saving.
How tough is that in today's day and age to change that attitude?
It's tough for me. it is a challenge because there's so much pressure on kids these days, to have the latest gadget or have the coolest new pair of jeans, you know, to look cool and fit in. But, you know, one of the taglines we have in our book is ignore the bling and do your own thing. Yeah. And, you know, when nothing's more powerful and more cool than if you know you've got enough money in your bank account that eventually will turn into $1 million. Like, that gives you confidence right there. So, and I think once kids catch on to this and they're in that mode, it just instills a sense of self-confidence, self-esteem boosting, that becomes addictive in its own right. So we're hoping that's the message that they'll take away from our book.
Yeah, one of the things I like about the book, Janine, is that you lay out role models, people who've actually done this. They started young and they became millionaires or billionaires. Give me a few examples of some of the people who've actually accomplished this.
Kids or adults?
People who started young and turned themselves into millionaires and billionaires.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, Richard Branson, if we're talking adults, he's one of my favorite entrepreneurs. I think he had dyslexia as a teenager, and he was a real hustler. I mean, he started a school newspaper. I think that was his very first business. And everyone knows he's a billionaire right now. And he just is a great example of an innovative entrepreneur and someone also who really gives back and is trying to change the world in a positive way. So I'm a real big fan of Richard Branson. On our show, we featured, over 350 kids over 65 episodes. And we have some great examples of millionaires. There's a couple of sisters that started a business called Snap Caps, and they're locker magnets. And they appeared on Shark Tank. They ended up pulling their mom into their business. And when we profiled them on our show a couple of years ago, I think their revenues were around $5 million. But you know, it's not just the millionaires that we consider successful. Like, even like the little kids that are out there selling lemonade or looking for used items around the house to repurpose and sell to consignment stores. So we think those kids are successful too, because they're building the skills that they'll need later on in life to become financially independent. They're learning about customers. They're learning how to make change. They're learning how to turn savings into a habit with a bank account. So those kids are successful too. So we want to be approachable. Like, we want this book to be approachable. We want our content to be approachable so that it inspired kids from any background to be able to do this.
Janine, you were talking about Richard Branson's generosity. How important is it to have that sharing spirit as part of your financial strategy?
Well, I think there's a real shift right now in our culture and society for large businesses even to be very cognizant of giving back and having cause marketing as the cornerstone of their business. And certainly that approach really appeals to the millennial demographic. I think they really get it as well. And I think if you're a business and you don't have a component of that baked into your culture and your business plan, you're going to be left behind. I think it's going to become more and more important.
Now, reaching that $1 million goal, is it more realistic for kids to reach this goal since they have the time and the power of compounding on their side?
Yes. Yeah, you just nailed it. That's exactly it. And kids think, oh, I don't need to worry about retirement. That's so far away. But the key thing is, if they do worry about it and deal with it now as a kid, they won't have to worry about it later on. It's like the exact opposite, right? Because they have time for their money to compound. We've got a great example in our book where there's a young boy in the book. Boy's name's Jackson. He's 15, and at 15 he starts saving $1,000 a year. for I think 50 years. He basically ends up being able to save $55,000, and that turns into $1 million because he started so early. Whereas his cousin Layla doesn't start saving until she's 30, and she ends up having to save $140,000 that will turn into $1 million. So $55,000 versus $140,000, that's a big difference. But
yeah,
Devin was able to take advantage of the power of time and compound interest because he started so young. So it's doable. It's doable, but you got to start young.
And just as important as how to do this, what about the other side of the coin? What are some things you should avoid doing if you want to become a millionaire?
That's a great question, too. We've got a chapter dedicated how not to become a millionaire. I think I've probably done almost every one of them myself. You know, in full disclosure.
Do as I say, not as I do. But, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, not having a budget, not having financial goals or a plan, you know, that's probably one of the number one things to avoid. I think it's a lot easier to say no to temptation if you have a plan, a structured plan, and goals in place, and you pay yourself first, right? Like, if you don't pay yourself first, I mean, personally, like my husband and I, whenever we've been able to save well, it's because we've paid ourselves first. Because then you don't miss the money off the paycheck, right? But if you don't set that up, then it's just too easy to spend everything that comes, you know, across your plate just seems like it's essential and a priority. So pay yourself first is really important. And, you know, we tell kids to avoid Ponzi schemes and mm-hmm. get rich quick schemes. And it's stupid to be true, it probably is. And make sure you have, you know, health insurance and all that stuff. So, you know, the basics. But just to be cautious and smart with your money.
Janine, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very welcome. It's been a pleasure.
Janine Glista, she and co-authors James McKenna and Matt Fontaine have published a guide about money for kids. It's called How to Turn $100 into $1 Million, Earn, Invest, Save.